we're going to start the top of Zion Amud Aleph, but the two dots, we're continuing from the Mishnah. Our Mishnah enumerated a number of items that are Isurei Hana'ah. Because they're Isurei Hana'ah, therefore one may not use them to generate Kiddushin or as compensation for Kiddushin. The Gemara has been testing along the way. Where do we know the Isurei Hana'ah for each item? Now the Gemara is up to Egla Rufa. This is Egla Rufa Minolan. How do we know that Egla Rufa is Osir Bihana'ah? Amr debe Rabbi Yanai kapara ktivba. Like it says, kaparet amcha ishel asher padita. So that kapara has a din like kodoshim, right? Because it's kapara, it's written by it, it has a din like kodoshim. Just like kodoshim have a iser hana, when there's kodoshim, he associated with a mi'ila, right? And so too, by eglarufa, we're going to have an iser associated with it. Tosus points out that we have another limud by eglarufa, which is that we have Mi'arku Sham, Sham Tehei Kvurata. So this points out that the Isra'na will actually be for these two Limudim will have different parts of the Egla Rufa, which is that had I just had the Limud from Kapara, from Kochim, I would say that only when the Egla Rufa is alive is there an Isra'na, just like the Kochim. Right? As long as they're still, before Shkita, prior to the Zrika Saddam, they have Mi'ilu. Afterwards, then the Mi'ilu is taken away. And they become either mutar the kohanim to eat, to the balim to eat, or the pieces that end up in the mizbeach or in the mila. On the other hand, if I just had barfu sham, I would say sham take burata. All right, but now if you have sham take bura, if you just had that side of it, you would think that only applies after death. Right. So therefore, you need both limudim to teach you either or not before. And when it's alive, and Easter or not, after it's dead. Right. The Gemara here only brings one. The Gemara increases, brings the additional limud. It just wants to know why we need the both limudim. Right, Tzipora im Mitzora minalan. How do we know that the Tzipora of Mitzora are Asur Bihana? The Tani, the Beir Rav Yishmael, Nemar Machshir Umechaper Mi Bifnim. The Nemar Machshir Umechaper, right, Mi Bachutz. So what does that be, a Machshir and a Mechaper Mi Bifnim? Right, so now if we have a Machshir Bifnim, it's the things like an Asher Mitzora. Mitzora has to bring a Korban in order to be Matir him, right, to rejoin the Kaal. We also have a Mechaper inside, in Bifnim, means that all carbonotes that are brought in the Mishkan. So now we have a Nemar, Makshir Mechaper Bachutz. What's Makshir Mechaper Bachutz? Bachutz, we have, number one, we have a Makshir, which is, in order for the Mitzorah to come back into the Machaneh, he has to perform, this process of the birds. Umechaper, we just saw before, what's the Mechaper Bechutz? That's the Egla Arufa, which has Kapara associated with it. So we know, so we have a Makshir, the Hashem Mitzorah, a Mechaper, which is Karbanot in general. Then we have a Makshir, which is the birds here for the Mitzorah, and a Mechaper, which is the Egla Arufa, Mi Bechutz. Ma Makshir Mechaper Amor Bifnim, Asubo Makshir Ki Mechaper. Just like when we talk about Bifnim, when we talk about in the Migdash, a Makshir and a Mechaper are synonymous in terms of their din of Isur Hana'ah, just like all Karbanos have an Isur Hana'ah associated with them, so does the Asher Mitzorah, which is a Korban brought to be Makshir. Av Makshir Mechaper Amur Bechutz. Asebo Makshir Ki Mechaper. Make the Makshir have the same din as the Mechaper. We just saw what the din of the Mechaper was. The din of the Mechaper was Egla Rufo is Asur Ba'anah. The Makshir here, which is the birds of the Mitzorah, right, will also have that din, which is that the birds will also be Asurim Bihana'ah. Right, Itmar. So we have a question. Tzipori Mitzorah Asurim. When do the birds become Asur? So Ryokhan Amar Mishat Shechita. That's only once they're Shechted, right, does it become, right, a Asur Bihana'ah. Reish Lakish Amar Mishat Likicha. The time that you buy the bird, that's when it becomes Asurah. Right, now the, according to Ryokhan, obviously the Mishulechet, right, is Muteret. This is what we're talking about here is the one who, the bird that is shechted, right? The bird that shechted, right, when it's shechted, that's when it becomes Osir Bihana'ah, according to Yochanan, according to Reish Lakish, it's only by the time you buy it. So, Yochanan, Mishat Shechita, Shechita Huda Asra La, right? What makes the bird Asur, what changes its status here, is the Shechita itself. That's what makes it into the bird of the Mitzorah, is that when you shecht it. Right? Reish Lakish, Rav Mishat Lakicha, right, we can learn that out from Egla Rufa. Ma Egla Rufa mi chayim. Just like Egla Rufa is Osir Bihana'ah, even when it's still alive, af tziporim mitzorah mi chayim. Even the tziporim of the mitzorah, right, also when they are alive. Right, so now, when we say Mishat Shechita, so I just said Rashi says over here Mishat Shechita, right, for Rabbi Yochanan means, right, Netzeret HaShechuta, V'mushulechet Muteret. And that's what Rashi learns. Tosfos comes on the header and says Mishat Shechita, Perish, U'mushulechet, Namiti Atzer Mishchitat Chaverta Ad HaShiluach. So it says, no, there'll be a period of time between the shechita of one and the sending away of the other. That little window there, that window will allow, you'll also have an Easter Hanah on the one that is sent away. Rashi seems to indicate there's not anything. Whereas Tosfos says, no, there's a small window between the time of the shechita and the time of the shluach that'll be also banah. Now, ve'egla rufa gufam imatai. Well, let's ask, if we're going to compare a bird to an egla rufa, when does the egla rufa become a surah mikhayim? We never define. We said it's usur when it's alive. When it's alive? I heard there was some sort of border, meaning that there is some sort of deep line, which once you cross that line, the iglarufa becomes a surbana. There's some point in the process. What is that? He says, I forgot which point that is in the process. Benasvin Chavrai Lomar says that my friends gathered, you know, to answer me or against me to say, to what? When they start taking the iglarufa down to the nachal itan, that's when it becomes Asur Bihana'a. So he says, if that's the case of Egla Rufa, let's do the same thing by the, right, by the Itziporei Mitzra. Im Egla Rufa Mishat L'kicha, right, Lo Mitasra, right, when you buy the Egla Rufa, when you take it to be used as Egla Rufa, it's not Asur at that point, Atziporei Mitzra, Nam Mishat, right, L'kicha, right, Lo Mitasra. So obviously over here, the Itziporei Mitzra should also not be Asur when you buy them. How could Reish Lakish define or demarcate the line upon which the Tziporei Mitzora, when they're alive, become Asur, is the line of Lukicha, if you compare them to an Egla Rufa, that's not when the Egla Rufa becomes Asura. As far as Hafi Ashtri, can't compare the cases. Why? Hotam Itzleg Vulachrino. By a Egla Rufa, there are different stages in the process. So we can say that there's still a stage, right, that is before, while it's still alive, before the Shechita, that can make it Asura. Different stages, Egla Rufa, you have the Lukicha stage, you're the stage of taking it down to Nachal Eitan. So when we come to Egla Rufa, we say it's the stage in which it becomes a suraj when you go down to Nachal Eitan. By Tziporea Mitzera, there is only one stage before the Shechita. That's Lekicha. There is no other mitzvah between the time of, right, the time that you purchase or bring those birds and the time that it is Shechtit. Hakamiis like Volachrina. What?
What about the Shluach?
Well, the Shluach is a different. We're talking about the one that's Nishkat now. The one that's Nishkat, again, Machlokas Rashi tells us about the Shlucha, what that says. But the Shiluach happens after the Shechita. So since it happens after the Shechita, it's not relevant. Meaning that what happens before Shechita that would make it a Surah, there's only one demarcating point, which is the purchase or the bringing of the very Mitzurah.
I could think of something else. I could also say, is the purchasing coming into the...
But that's not, it doesn't go in the Mitzurah. This is out in the field, right? It's done outside in the Machaneh. It's not in the Mikdash at all. And number two is there, that's what, as Tosfos points out, there is no, right, Havat Tziporim. That's your question. Why not Havat Tziporim? But he says that Havat Tziporim is not written in the Pasuk. There's nowhere where the Pasuk says you must bring the Tziporim. It just says that you lekachta, you take the Tziporim, and it tells you what you do with the Tziporim. The shakachta, you know, the shechtit, and you have to send it. There is no other Tzibur. Whereas by an Igla Rufa, it says that you have to lekach, right, and behoridu ziknei at the Igla. There's a din of horadat, so there's a separate mitzvah that can set the boundary by which the Yisrael Hanah can start. So because of that, we pick the last possible point or boundary that's a defined mitzvah while it's still alive to start it. So Tziporei Mitzora, that's Lekicha, by Egla Rufa, that is, right, Yehoradata, the Nachal Eitan, taking it down to Nachal Eitan. So Eidvei Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish Lakish, so Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish's position that it's Lekicha that generates the Yisrael Hanah, says, Kol Tziporur Tohura Tochelu, right, that you're allowed to eat any kosher bird. The rabot et ha-mishulechet. That includes the bird that's sent away. So you mentioned this yesterday, right, that a Tziporei Mitzora, the mishulach, that bird that was sent away, is mutter to be eaten, right, after it's been sent. Once its mitzvah's been done, it's mutter to be eaten. V'zeh asher lo tochu mehem. And these are the birds that you may not eat, right, that's what is that? The rabot et ha-shkuta. To include the shkuta that it may not be eaten. Whoa. When would you have a havmina to eat the shchuta bird? That's only after it nishchat. So the pasuk who comes and says to you that it's usur to eat the nishchat bird, obviously is telling you when the Yisrael not start? At the point of shchita. If you think already it's usur from the time it was taken to be a tzibori mitzvah, what do you need a pasuk to tell me after shechita it's mutar? I mean, we know that already from before. So I said, no, ma'u d'teimim mitzvah hava kodoshim. Maybe it should be just like kodoshim. D'mechayim atzirei. When it comes to kodoshim, as we mentioned before, right, they are have an isur me'ilo while they're still alive. Right, but atzir shechita machshiralu, and then shechita comes along and it's machshir that makes them mutarim, meaning it takes away, removes the isur mi'ilah, and then it allows the animal to go forward for whatever the different parts of the animal are going to be used for. So Kamash Milan, that over here the shechita does not change the status of this bird. Meaning that Tzibur Mitzvah was a suar already from the time you bought it. When you shecht it, that doesn't change anything. It still remains in its isur mi'ilah. That's what the pasuk teaches you. Next question, Shechachta v'nimtzeit treifa. If you shecht it and finds that it's a treifa, Igach zug lishnia. Then he takes a pair for the other one. He has to get a new bird and bring it for the one that's going to be sent away. Varishona muteret b'ana. The first one is muteret b'ana. Bi'itzakadach machayim atzura. Because if you think that it's already asur from the time that you bought it, right, or brought it, harishona amay muteret b'ana. How did it become muter b'ana? I mean, what action did you do now that makes it muter b'ana? The shechita was not a good shechita because it's a treifa. So what did you do now that changed its status over here? Right, and Rashi points out over here that nimtzei treifa, right, nimtzei treifa means that it wasn't a treifa before this point. Nimtzei treifa means we found the treifa at the time of the shechita. Because what you could have claimed is if it was really a treifa at the time of the kicha, then it wouldn't be, right, it was ois tusha forever. It was never, right, it was never a tzipori mitzvah because it was a treifa all the time. Rashi says, no. But it's this, when we quoted this Mishnah from the Goyim, it says that nimseit means now. Right now, when we check with the animal, that's when we find out there's a treifa. Before that point, no, right, there was no treifa. We didn't see it. Had it wanted to say that, it should have said, right, that it was already, whatever, nimseu, or haita, right, that it was already there prior to that point in time. Right now, Tosus and, right, Tosus argues on this because he says, how does Rashi know that? I mean, how do you know when you find the treifa now that it wasn't there beforehand? What type of determination can you make that just because I see a treifa right now means it wasn't there beforehand? Why doesn't it, has that a proof against Reish Lakish? The Tosafot says, no, he has to, it, the difference of the Havamin and the Gemara is that if you say Nimsei treifa, right, means that they found something that already was pre-existing, meaning that Nimsei treifa, right, means, or the Havamin of the Gemara, at least in the when they think at first, is that they thought that it was something that was here. I mean, that could have happened after the buying point. When the Gemara is going to conclude it, in a second, it's going to say, no, it meant something, a treifa, that for sure had to be there beforehand. Like, for instance, it's missing its liver. It's missing, you know, a part of its body that just didn't happen all of a sudden. Something that pre-existed was there for sure. And that's what the Gemara says. I'm a treifa b'me'a. So Rashi says, when it says, nimsei treifa b'me'a, right, that is, right, something that probably existed or had to exist beforehand, right? The lo chalalak susha klap, it never became kodesh. So it says, I mean, where do you know that from? Why is it different, the different types of treifa that Rashi mentions? What's the difference between whether you find a hole in its moach, right, or one of its legs is cut off versus bnei me'ayim? They both could have either pre-existed or they could have happened after the kicha. That's why it also comes to an extreme case that what? When it's a treifa that you find after the shechita, we have no idea if it was there by the kicha or not. But if we find a treifa that for sure was there before the kicha, for instance, the liver is missing, other hearts missing, something that's right, an essential, a body part that couldn't have just disappeared in the last week, you know, or the last couple of days between the kicha and the shechita, that we say, of course, pre-existed, and that's what this mission is talking about. The nimseis, they found an internal treifa that had to pre-exist the kicha. Right, Rashi is saying that. From his, how does Rashi? That's the closest question. How does Rashi know that a, if you find a treifa in the mei me'ayim, that has to be there beforehand versus because, some other treifa that you find at the time of shechita?
Also, we have certain things that we know that if it wasn't the last 24 hours, if it wasn't the last 24 hours.
Right. It's not, Rashi's distinction isn't as clear or as distinct as Tosos, and that's what Tosos is upsetting. He wants to make a greater distinction to make it clear that there's certain treifa where you can make a distinction, where you can make a determination that's clear that it was there beforehand. Right. Eighth base. Another question on Reish Lakish. Shachta below Ezov, Ushalo be'etz Erez, Velo b'shini tolat. He shechted the bird, the Tzibir Mitzar, without the other accoutrements that go along with it, right? Without the other things that you must have with the Mitzorah, with the Tzibir Mitzar, which is right? The Eitz Erez, the cedar wood or the branch of the cedar, right? The Shnita Lat, the crimson, the purple string, and the Ezov, right? The Hizov that you have to dip into the water together with the Tzipor HaShkuta. When the blood's in there, you dip it in. So Rabbi Yaakov Omer hold the hook so the mitzvot to Asura. So Rabbi Yaakov says, since it's already right, Asur, right, then it remains Asura. Rabbi Shimon Omer hold the nishchat or shlok mitzvotah muteret. Since it was shechted, not like its mitzvah, it's muteret. So Mar says, Adlan ko pligi yelo marzav shchita shein ruya shma shchita, marzav shchita shein ruya lo shma shchita. What's the machlokas between them? What does the shchita do to this bird? Meaning that if you have a shchita that is done inappropriately, or right, is done in a manner that's not like its mitzvah, then does it have a shame shchita or not? So if you say, well, that it has a shame shchita, then the bird becomes a surah bahana, because he did shchita. On the other hand, if you say that the shchita does not have a shame shchita because it wasn't done properly, then the bird does not become a surah bahana. But what's clear here is that the pivot point is shchita. When does the bird become a surah? It depends whether there's a shchita or no shchita.
Right, sir. It could be that it continues in its state of Isser.
But what's, then what's being matter it? They have the same problem. Then according to the one who said, so how does it become mutter now? According to Rabbi Yaakov, who says that, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says now it's mutter. How did it become mutter according to Rabbi Shimon? What did you do now that makes it mutter? You didn't do anything now that should make it mutter. Right? The only way it could be mutter is if it was never a surah, and then the shkita didn't make it a surah. But it was already a surah. The shkita, we know, doesn't make it muteret anymore. It wasn't, right? That we know already from before. We had that discussion about the difference between a bird, a mitzorah, and klutchin. That the bird of the mitzorah, right, even at the point of shkita, it doesn't remove it, right, it's isur hana, versus a klutchin where the shkita removes the isur hana. So over here, if he shechts it, if it's a no good shkita, that's what Rabbi Shimon's saying, it's muteret. How did it become from usur before when you had the lekicha, and now you shechted it, how does it become mutar? What did you do that makes it mutar? Nothing. So that's the problem. So the kuli alma miyom mechayim lo mitasur. Everybody agrees that while it's still alive, it doesn't become asur. Right? It says tanaihi. It is a machlokes tanaim. So Rashi says, what's machlokes tanaim? All the other brachos, all these mishnayot that we just brought here are like Rabbi Yochanan. All the right. So all these mishnah we brought here go like Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, Rashi is trying to answer them up, but truthfully, they do go like Rabbi Yochanan. That is mishat shchita. But I do have one tana that goes like me, according to Rashi, the tana be Rabbi Shmuel. Kind of Rabbi Shmuel is the one who says, what? That it goes like me. How does it go like me? Because it says, Nemar makshir umechaper mibifnim. V'nemar makshir umechaper mibachutz. Ma makshir umechaper amur bifnim. Asubo makshir kimechaper. Af makshir umechaper amur bachutz. Asubo makshir kimechaper. Right, so that was the lima we have from Rabbi Shmuel above. That's why we know that the tziporei mitzorah are, what? Asurim. Right, so now, if he learns out the makshir from the mechaper, right, then, just like the mechaper becomes asura when do karbanot become asura? When does egel arufa become asura? Mechayim, already when they're alive. So that's the case. When we're talking about the makshir over here, the makshir which are the tziporim of the mitzvah, they also must become asura when they are alive still. So Rabbi Yisrael Shulai Shlach is going to say, I'm like Tanan Zbei Rabbi Shmuel, who thinks that the isur on the birds, the mitzvah, started mechayim. Started already mechayim, because we're comparing it to mechaper. What's the mechaper? Or the makshir bin bifnim, all those items are asur mechayim. Asham mitzorah is asur mechayim. Regular karbanot, asur mechayim. Egla rufa, asur mechayim. So the makshir here, which is the birds of the mitzorah, must also be asurim mechayim. So I'll hold like this, tono debay Rabbi Shmuel. Alright, now, the Gemara says, gufa, kol tzipor tihora tochelu, rabot etta mishulechet. We said before that you may eat all kosher birds, and that means that if you said the bird that was sent away, right, that you may eat that. V'zeh shalot uflum mehem l'rapot et ha-shkuta. Comes to include, what? When the shkuta. V'ipoch, I don't know, right? We should say, what? Just the opposite. Why don't we, who says that the one you can't eat is the one that's not shechted, and that's the one sent away, and the one you can't eat is the one that's shechted? Say the other way around. The one that's sent away is a surah. The one that you shecht becomes muteret. Where do you know this?
We
don't have such a case that when live animals will remain, as Rashi says, isur olam, that will remain in their isur forever. Is that really true that we don't have animals that become asurim or remain asurim when they're alive? I'll give you cases. Muksa v'nevad. Nevad is an animal that was worshipped. Muksa is an animal that is miuchad for takrovit avodah zarah that's used in the process of worshiping the avodah zarah. The balachayim ninhu basire. Those are live animals, and nevertheless they are asurim. Right, we know that out from the psukim. We have that in the beginning of parashat, right? In the beginning of the parsha of Tmura, it says it gives a whole list of things: mina behema, mina bakar, mina tzon. And the Gemara learns from all these to exclude certain items. So the Gemara says ki asire l'gvoa. No, all those yisurim that we learn from the parsha of Tmura is that these cannot be brought on the mizbeach. They can't be brought on the mizbeach. But hedjos, mishra shari. When it comes to hedjos, nevertheless they could be mutarim. Right? Meaning that they would be mutar bahanah for a regular person. The Yisra Anoah is generator, not Yisra Anoah, but the inability or the problem here with these animals is bringing them to Hashem as a korban. The problem is not with you using them necessarily. Therefore, no, again, we don't have a proof from there. What happens if somehow there was bestiality, somehow that a man or a woman had cohabitated with an animal, right? And then we have Aten that testify to that fact, then these animals become Asurim Leolam. They become Asur Yisra'ana and Asurim Leolam.
Also
people, right? Obviously to people also, right? There's no, they become Asurim. They're put to death, meaning that they're killed, these animals. Most animals do not remain in their Yisra'ana, so too by the Mishulechet over here. Right. Why can't that be the exception?
Not part of the
road. Right, so that's right. It's difficult, but all right. Let's see. Leave that. We have two more answers because that the Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana Damar Kra, right? Says Vishalach Al Pnei Atzadeh, right? That you send it off in the field. Katzadeh Matzadeh Muteres Avhaminami Muteres. Just like a field is mutar, so too the bird that's sent away becomes mutar. It's a hekesh between the sadeh and the shilach and the bird that is sent away. Where it says, Hatzadeh Lahachi Udata, we need that sadeh for something else. Help me by Lady Tanya, we have a braisa. Sadeh, Shlo Yamod Biyafo, which is your family, Yafo, which is found right on the ocean. So you can't sit in the city of Yafo by the side of Yafo and send it out to the, right into the ocean. That's not Alpnei Hatzadeh. Can't say Bigivat, right, Bigivat, which is your family, Midbar. Givat was the city that was on the edge of the Midbar. So you can't stand in the city and then throw it out to the desert, because that's also not Alpnei Hatzadeh. Shlo Yamod Chutz La'ir, right? Then you can't stand outside the city and then throw it into the right into the city, because that's again not lasadeh, that's to the ear. So Ella Kosho made the ear vizukeno chutz the chuma. What you have to do is stand in the city and then send it out to Pnasadeh, out to the fields outside of the city. Even though Tosfos points out, the problem is that where is the Torah right now? The Torah is Mikhutz la machane mikhutz the chuma te'ir. He's outside the city. So he says, out the coin. Right, they have to be outside. Then they have to take the coin, have to go back into the city and send the bird out after they start the process outside the city. Alright, the Idah. So now, what he says, Idkein Yechtov Krasadeh, my Hasadeh. Right, they have an extra hay there, so that's Shwami Natarte. You can learn both of them. One is the Hekesh, two, the Shilach, the bird that's sent away. And number two is the Limod of Sadeh, that it must be sent out from Hasadeh and nowhere else. Rova Amar. Right, so this is your answer, David. Rava says it's a svara. You don't need a pasuk to teach you this. Lomra Torah shalach l'takala. Right, the Torah is not going to give us a command to send the bird away in order to cause problems. If it remains a surah, then you have this problem that it's mitarev in all the birds in the world, and you have to worry about the Easter that's being out there. So we say the Torah would never create such a situation of Easter out there. That's a logical argument that it is not a surah. Okay, now b'se'ar nazir minalan. How do we know that the se'ar of a nazir is a surah bihana'a? Right, that we learned in the Minoah, and we learned in the Pibet Sekhah, Zamakra, Kadosh Yeh Gadol Peres Arusho. Right, so Gidulo Yeh Kadosh. Right, so that is, his growing of his hair will be Kadosh. Right, it says, Imat Kodesh, Tofeset Damav, V'yotzei L'chulin, Avshan Seyar Nazir, Tofeset Damav, V'yotzei L'chulin. It's the question that we answered above when we tried to compare Orla to Kodesh, when we tried to write Kilei Kerem to Kodesh, that if you compare it to Kodesh, you have a deficit, which is what? Just like Kodesh, when you redeem it, right, the kedusha moves on to the money and the animal goes out. So do over here, what are you going to say? That Seyar Nazir, if you redeem it, then you can move the kedusha onto the money and the Seyar will be okay. That's not true. Seyar Nazir remains a surah forever. So when it says, Mikrinin Kodesh, Kadosh Krinin. So what is it? The pasuk, as Rashi points out here, because this word Kadosh yeah, is written Chaser. Right, it's written Chaser, which means that you could pronounce it, right, Kadosh, instead of Kodesh. So the Kri, even though it's Kodesh, iya gadol pera. Nevertheless, because it's a chaser, you can read the Ezra as kadosh. And the difference, what's the difference between kadosh and kodesh? Rashi says that kodesh is mashma shem kedusha, right? That there's a shem kedusha on the item. Kadosh, mashma hu kadosh, that it's inherently kadosh. So when we talk about the hair here, we're not saying kodesh, like an animal that's mikudeshet, right? When you makdish an animal, that means there's an external kedusha being placed onto the animal. The animal is not inherently kadosh. As opposed to here, when we say kadosh about the se'ar of the nazir, because it's written chaser, kadosh means that there's inherent kedusha to the se'ar of the nazir. It's not a kedusha that's imposed from the outside. And therefore, there's going to be a different standard, meaning that's why the kedusha of an animal we can remove. It's not inherent to the animal. It was placed on, and therefore can be removed. As opposed to the se'ar nazir, which is inherently kadosh, there you cannot remove the kedusha, meaning the kedusha in the sense that it's asur bana, you cannot remove it afterwards. Right, now, the Gemara says, Peter Chamor. So where do we know that Peter Chamor is a Surbana? So Mar says, Nima Masnisan, the Lok Rabbi Shimon. Right, let's say our mission is like Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, Peter Chamor Asur Behana, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Peter Chamor is what? Asur Behana. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says it's not a Surbana. Sounds like Rabbi Shimon is not the author of our Mishnah. Amr Nachna, Rabbi Barbua, La'akar Rifa, B'Divri Akol. No, depends. Their argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is before the arufat of the petah chamor, right? If you do not, right, the firstborn chamor, you have two choices. One choice is to redeem it with a seh. If you don't redeem it with a seh, you gotta chop its head off, right? You gotta do like an egg of a kupit, me'achwe rusho, you chop its head off. So, the argument about the status of the petah chamor between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is prior to your cutting its head off. Then there is a machlokes with Yisur Ben Ado, Asur Ben Ado. But once you cut its head off, when you make the choice to go the route that the Petah Chamor you're not going to redeem with the seh, but rather you're going to have its head chopped off, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that's Asur Ben Ado, and that you cannot be in our Mishnah. That's the case in our Mishnah that she can't be mikdash with it.
The
Petah Chamor that had its head chopped off, correct?
With a dead donkey.
Exactly. All he needs is the pruta. Right. He needs the pruta. That's all he needs. Basar b'chalav min alan. How do we know that milk and meat mixed together are asur? The Tana be Rabbi Shmuel lo tefashel gedi bechalev imo gimel pe'amim. The Torah says lo tefashel gedi bechalev imo three times. Echad isur achida, ve'echad isur hana'a, ve'echad isur bishul. That's to teach you that there are three isurim when it comes to basar bechalav. Number one is someone else, a goy, cooked basar bechalav together. It is still asur for you to eat it. Number two is not only asur for you to eat it, it's asur for you to give it to your dog, meaning that you can't get hana from it. And besides that, even if you don't eat it, if you cook basar and bechalav together, it is also asur. That even if you don't eat it, just cooking them together is an isur itself. Our Mishnah is not like this Tana. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, basar bechalav, asur bechila, umutar behana. Right? There's an opinion out there, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, that basar bechalav is only also to be eaten, but when it comes to hana, then basar bechalav is muteret. So obviously he's not the author of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is saying that it is asur behana. Shneamar, how do you know that? Because it says, Ki Yam Kadosh Atah L'Hashem Lokecha, Lo Tevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo. Right? It says that you are an Am Kadosh, therefore Lo Tevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo. Ula Halan Umer, it says further on in the Parsha, V'Anshe Kodesh Tuyun Li. Right? When it says Anshe Kodesh Tuyun Li, therefore you cannot eat. It's Basar Trefa, Basar Nevela. And over there, by Basar Nevela, Basar Trefa, it says, L'Kelev Tashlich Unoto. So we say, L'Kelev Tashlich Unoto means that it's Mutar Bihana, malahalan, right? Otsur bachila mutarana, just like over there. It says, kalav tashlikunato means that you may not eat such an animal, but you can get hana from it, you can throw it to your dog. So it's over here, afkana, otsur bachila mutarana. The word kodosh comes to teach you, the hekesh of kodosh kodosh comes to teach you that the isur is only an isur achila and not an isur achana, but otsur bachala. So obviously, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda is not the author of our Mishnah. Right? Bechulin shenish chatu be'azara. Chulin that are shechted in the azara, are what? Asurim ba'ana. Minohani mile. How do you know this? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishun Rabbi Meir Amra Torah. The Torah says, Shochot li b'sheli, shocha b'shocha. Do my shechita, meaning that when it comes to kodshim, do my shechita in my place, meaning in the Mikdash, and shocha, your shechita, you do outside my house, right? Meaning that your shechita is for outside the Mikdash. Masheli b'shocha asur. If you take kodshim, that are supposed to be shechted in my house, meaning in the Mikdash, and you take them chutz to the Mikdash, they become, right, that's called shchutei chutz, they become asur, right, behana. So too, if you do the afshokha, your shechting, which is supposed to be done outside the Mikdash for chulin, right? If you did it b'sheli, if you bring it into my mikdash, then it'll be a surbana also. Meaning that there's two defined areas. There's an area called the mikdash, there's an area called outside the mikdash. Inside the mikdash, the only thing you shecht is kochim. Outside the mikdash, right, if you shecht kochim, it's a problem. On the other hand, the other way around, by chulin, right, you're supposed to shecht them outside the mikdash. So too, if you're going to bring them into the mikdash, the wrong location, then it's also going to be a surbana. So it says, what's the issue? What's the punishment for someone who shechts kochim outside of the mikdash? Shchutechut is iser karet. Anush karet. Avshalchab sheli anush karet. So why not? If you're making such a comparison, why don't you say chulin bazara will be in anush karet? So it says, v'amar krov el petach umed lo evio, lakiv karban l'ashem v'nichrat. Meaning that it gives a specific definition of who gets karet, the one who did not bring it to petach umed. So that's only applicable by kochim. Who is required to bring it to the Petach Mol Moed? That's if it's Kochim. Chulin, we're never required to be bought Petach Mol Moed, so therefore there's no Chiyuv Karet. Al Karban Anush Karet, Al Chulin Shnish Kavizura, In Anush Karet. So it says, Ikal Mifra, how can you have such a limud? We can break this limud up. Why? Malish Shali B'Shalcha Shkein Anush Karet. Right? Yeah, that's the problem here. Now they're not parallel. And there's only an Anush Karet for if you, the reason that it becomes a Surba Anah is because when you shech my Kochim out of the Mikdash, you get Karet. That's why there's Nisra Anah. But if you check chulin bazara, you bring the chulin into the zara, it's not an onus karet. So maybe it's also not also, right? Also not also surbana. Elam rabbi mehocho. No, this is where the limud from. The limud is from v'shachto v'shachatoto v'shachatoto. It says u'shachto v'shachatoto v'shachatoto. Plata kray, right? The teret. These three psukim are extraneous. Three times that we have this thing. Matam lomar. Right? What's the point of these psukim that are extraneous? Because it says, and it says, when you place this far away from you, you must perform shchita. This is the tziboy of chulin of shchita in the Torah. That when you have a long way to the mikdash, you must do the shchita, the process of shchita, in order to be matir, what's called basar tava. If you want to eat chulin, you got to do shchita on it. Berichuk makom atazoveach, v'yatazoveach, b'makom karov. You can what? You can do shechtim berichuk makom means outside the mikdash, right? But that means you may not do it right inside the mikdash. Makom karov means in the mikdash. So prat b'chulin shlo yishchatu bezaras. Where does that come to exclude? Chulin that can be done in makom karov, which would be in the azara. Shechita is only effective right berichuk makom, which means outside of the mikdash. Mainly elat mimim haruim likareis. The only thing that we say what is true here. Is tmimim, right, that are ruimli karev, then we would say there's an isur to bring them into the mikdash, right, because that's rikuk makom and karev makom have to deal with tmimim, because there was ru'i to get into the mikdash, as opposed to, right, bali mumim, which are not ru'im, to end up on the mizbeach. So maybe there'd be a different din. Maybe the din of zvicha only applies, or this din of yichakum kha makom, is only for animals that could have gone on the mizbeach. When you shech them and you want to eat them outside the mikdash, you have to do shechita. It doesn't work in the mikdash. But maybe to meet bali mumim, it's a different din. So where it says, minayin the rabbos bali mumim, it says, how do I know to include bali mumim? So it says, marbani et bali mumim, shekain min, right, ha kasher. Meaning that since they are from a category of animals that could end up in the mizbeach, they're mina kasher, so therefore they're also included in this kirchat mimcha makom, a restriction of bringing them into the mikdash to shech them. Then the Gemara says, minayin rabot et achaya. Now what are you going to do with a chaya? A chaya has nothing within its category that ends up on the mizbeach. So how do I know that a chaya also is included over here in the Isur? I'll include a chaya, that's what is like a behema for shechita. So since they both require shechita, they'll have the same din. What about birds? How do we know that birds are included here? Because Rashi says, shechita is not refreshed by Torah. There's no explicit din of shechita by birds in the Torah. So Talmud Lomar, v'shachto, right? That you have to shecht it, v'shachatoto, v'shachatoto. So these three limudim over here. So now what it seems from the Gemara, and this is what the Rashi says in Torah Kohanim, it says, that these three items come to teach you, one for chaya, one for ofot, and one for a isur achila. So wait a minute, didn't we just say that we don't need one for a chaya, and we don't need one for ofot? Right, we just had limudim that said that you don't need them because they can be included. So the Gemara says, no, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says the beginning part of the braisa is saying, what would have happened if we didn't have a pasuk? We didn't have a pasuk. We might have been able to include Bali Mumin because of this. We might have included Chaya because of this. But now that we have a pasuk, already we're going to use the pasuk for these limudim because it's much easier to learn through the limud of the pasuk than it is to try the limud of saying, oh, Chaya's got shkita, just like a behemoth, so she has the same thing as a behemoth. That's a little bit of a stretch. So we'd rather use a pasuk. So for Chaya and Ofot, we need a pasuk. Bali Mumin, according to Rashi, gets left in place. And therefore, we have one more shachat oto, which is left over. It says that it's also aser be'achila. So now the iser be'achila, we have chulin that shechet ni'azara, that there is an iser achila with this, right? So that's what we say. Next part of this b'raita, im shachat yehei mutar, right? So I would have thought, right, that yochalo yishkot, that you're not allowed to shech chulin be'azara, im shachat yehei mutar. But if you did shechita be'azara, the manna will be eat mutar to eat. You could eat it. So tamal omar ki yirchakim kamakom v'zavachta ve'achalta. Only what you shech outside of the mikdash is brought away for you to eat. You're not allowed to eat that which you shech, which is inside of the mikdash. So then it says, "Prat chulin shenishkatu be'azara." Vainly is the tamimim. So the price is going to have the same right run through. How about that works for tamimim? What about haruim likareiv? Because they could have ended up on the mizbeach. Minai in the rabbos bale mumim. How do I know that I'm also including bale mumim? Marbe ani malumim shekain min hakasher. They're a classification and category of something that could end up in the mizbeach. Minai in the rabbos is a chaya. Right? How do I know to include a chaya? Marbe ani a chaya she b'shchita because it's also in the category of shchita. Right? Kibeima. Minai in the rabbos is ofot. What about ofot? Tamalomar b'shachato b'shachato b'shachato. So we have these three limudim, right? These three limudim. So these three limudim come to teach you, as Rashi says. One, it comes to teach you that a chaya will be included in this category. Number two comes to teach you that a oaf will be included in this category. And number three comes to teach you if you do shecht it, b'di'evet, that doesn't help you, that the animal remains b'isur, that even the shechting afterward becomes and remains in the isur achila that we had beforehand. And again, the psukim, even though the Gemara here has a limud by each one of these, right, the Gemara is saying that if I didn't have the psukim, this is what I would have done, right, in the Braisa. But now that I do have the psukim, I'm not going to learn out Chaya from this thing, oh, it's all in the category of Shkita. Right? I'm not going to learn out Ofos anyway from any connection between them. So for Chaya Ofos, we have a Pasuk for. Plus, Yisrachila after Shkita, we have a Pasuk that's a limud for us over here, and we'll continue tomorrow with the rest of the limud with regard to chulin shenishkatu be'azara. Stop over here.